Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to For Pod's Sake. I'm Louise Boyce. You may know me as Mama Still Got It. And this podcast, I'm very excited and slightly nervous about. This is the second husband podcast. And this time we have our men involved too. So the first one we did about a year ago, where I did a reel on things that annoy me about my husband. It went viral. And we thought we'd talk about all the things that our husbands and partners do that drive us absolutely crazy. I have asked for your voice notes. I've got some amazing content that I'm going to share later. But before we get started, I want to say a big shout out to our sponsors, Ten Dental. They're an incredible dentist practice, which we might need after this because there might be a few teeth missing. please check them out, tendental.com. They've been my dentist for the last 20 years, even before social media was around. I always go to them. They sort out fillings and root canals and lovely things like teeth whitening and making you have that beautiful, confident smile that we all love to have. So moving on to the actual podcast, I'd like to introduce to the panel the woman that I love doing my podcast with, Kristen Smith. Hello, darling. Welcome back.
Hello. Very excited.
I'm so excited.
Very excited. I've got my list.
I know. She's got her livid list. I love it. We also have Kristen's partner, David. Hi, David.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
So polite. And we've got my husband, Jesse, who I'm a bit worried about your list. Hi, babes.
Me again.
Yeah, he's got a laptop in front of him with lists, just saying.
I mean, like, he's got his laptop in front of him, which is a bit worrying.
Jesse's got a laptop and I've got a fluffy donut book, which is my kids.
I do have a disclaimer before we go into this. We all love each other very much. Yes? Good.
Just about.
And we're all in this knowing that some things may come, you know, that we didn't know about or didn't know that we piss each other off so much. So this is either going to be great therapy, or it's going to end in separation. Either way, I think we should all raise a glass. Cheers, everyone. Let's
cheers. Looking forward to it.
It's a nice, clean match, please, people.
Feels like we're in a light lip sync battle, to be honest.
We're going to start with going around the table with some quick fire pointers that drive us crazy with no response from everyone. We're just going to go around the table. We're going to do two rounds, and you just say quickly what drives you crazy about the person that you are shacked up with. So
forever.
The lad,
forever.
The boyfriend.
So I'm not going to start. Because,
which way do we go around? Are we doing like rock, paper,
let's go
scissors?
First.
Okay, shall I go then, Jesse? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to knock it off with inability to find things.
Wow. Blaming the kids for things she's done.
Ooh, close what? To the bone.
Constant plan changing over and over and over.
Leaving dirty socks fucking everywhere.
Lack of attention to detail when involving things that are not work related.
It's very specific. Fake emergencies.
Oh, Louise's face livid.
Parking tickets that you've got so many you have to create a separate line on your monthly budget to accommodate for the amount that you get.
I don't think that's women. I think that's just me.
Jesse's inability to understand what volume means.
Very harsh.
Not understanding when clothes are still wet coming out the tumble dryer. And putting them in a pile, taking them upstairs, thinking they're doing you a favour, and the bloody clothes are still wet, so having to repeat it.
Sending me to the supermarket with a big list of enough for a kind of post-apocalyptic provisions, and then ordering a takeaway for dinner.
It's because you take so long to fucking get back from the supermarket, babe. Anyway, David, last one from you, and then we could go all day.
Yeah. It's difficult. There's a long, long list. I'm going to go with packing. A weekend away, but you could be going for a month.
You never know what you might need. You might need a rounders bat. You might need badminton rackets.
So that's to beat the car.
That's the first one. And actually, talking about packing, there were a few messages that came in about packing. And when we go on holiday, I am the one that does all the packing for the children, for me, including food, everything that comes, the paraphernalia that comes with kids. And all Jesse has to do is pack his stuff. And yet he still makes us late when we have to leave the house.
Jesse, that's very interesting. We have a slightly different take on it. And you guys all joined us at the Dorset Farm where we had a blazing row before we arrived. Because David does no packing. He does his own packing and then stands there going, why aren't you ready? And it makes me... He says, we're leaving at 10. We've got to leave at 10. And I'm like, but I haven't finished packing. I haven't even washed my hair. I haven't even got any pants. And he's standing there like the packing police.
Yeah, allow me to refer to point number 7 on my list.
David, you're sounding really serious, just to say.
Sorry, apologies.
That's another thing. Oh, yeah. People not
my
understanding
sense of humor
that
would be something that would annoy you. Sorry.
People don't understand that he's joking.
Okay.
Just saying.
All the guys get it. All the guys understand.
Exactly.
I just want to point out that only 4% of my followers are male, so good luck with that.
Excellent. Not
they
after
all
this
think
podcast.
You're an
yeah. The inability to understand about traffic patterns. I mean, it is going to be busier the later that you leave. So maybe, just maybe, it would be a good idea to try and move things along a little bit and get out of the house a little bit earlier. That
David,
could be a good idea,
you're
couldn't
sounding
it?
Like a 19...
exactly, Jesse. I'm just thinking practically what's coming further down the line.
David, why don't you pack next time for both the children and you know...
Maybe we should move on to another topic.
I think girls one, men zero, because I think women do the most of the packing.
Oh, we're keeping score. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we need an independent adjudicator.
Like
Jim.
Okay.
Jim.
I think we should... Right, yeah. I'd like to move on to the toilets. I think this is something that we really need to talk about because a lot of this came up in the voice notes. I've given birth quicker than Jesse's taken a poo. Like, this is no exaggeration. It's no exaggeration. I don't know what they do in there, but I'm sorry if this is a little bit crass. What are you doing in
it's
there?
It's quality
do you just,
time, isn't
do
it?
Do you just sit on it?
Well,
do you just, like, do the thing and then just... sit on it whilst it's floating below you.
It's quality time. It's where no one gets in your way. You know, you can watch half a football match.
Yeah. You know, there is selection
to a podcast.
Selecting a fantasy football team. How are you going to find the time to do that whilst there's a lot to do? So, you know, it's a good diversionary tactic.
Okay, but why? Why is that okay for guys? But when I go to the loo, the kids are jumping on me. They're pulling. I got hit in the face with a toilet brush.
That feels like a you problem, Louise. That's not.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's fair that men sit on the loo for literally 3/4 of an hour.
How can we resolve this?
We eat more than you, and that's the byproduct.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, we eat more rubbish than you. That's the byproduct.
All right, well, I spend more time doing my makeup, so then I'm going to do my makeup for 45 minutes in peace. And, I don't know, maybe scroll on Instagram.
That was a conservative estimate on the makeup, 45 minutes.
Moving on.
If we want to wrap in entire getting ready time, one to another, that...
But I feel now we're on the toilet situation. The toilet roll is a huge thing. And the
this is a myth.
It's a myth. It's such a thing. It's such a thing. And when I, you know, today just saw it again. And you just wake up, right? You get up, you just pick up the kids' pajamas. It's like a routine. You go down the stairs and you see the toilet roll and then you see something. You just get pissed off, right? And you think, when do they do it? When do you do it?
Can I reply on that, though? There is, and it's, you know, like I'm out of the house a bit more regularly than you are. So it's really, you should be divided into the time that you spend in the house versus the amount of toilet rolls that need to be replaced.
So it's like a maths thing.
So if you're in the house, let's say you're in the house five times more than I am, by law of just simply maths, you should have to replace five more toilet rolls than I would have to replace.
David, when the loo roll is finished, and this applies to you as well, Jesse, when you finish the loo roll, it's incredible. You take it off the loo roll holder and you pop it in the bin. I mean, it's amazing, isn't
it? It's amazing. And it looks nicer.
And then
it looks nicer. You don't have to then go to the loo. Yeah, I feel like to solve this...
Jesse, you'd say the kids do actually probably get to the end of the toilet roll most probably. That's probably where the issue does arise.
Shall we teach our children to change the toilet roll?
You just told me that I blame stuff on the kids. You just did that right now.
Brilliant.
No, I did. I just agreed with Dave.
He was a child.
Yeah. He was a man.
Maybe,
and a child.
Actually, do you know what? Maybe I will start changing the toilet roll because then at least the next flap will be the right way around.
What?
The toilet paper flap is want it to face out rather than against the wall.
This is like brand new information. Yeah. If you know this, then you are now in charge of changing the loo roll because I don't know about the flap.
Well, it's the first.
Don't know
the
how
first
comfortable
piece
I am saying the word flap.
I wasn't quite sure what Jesse was saying, and now it's like.
For a piece of tissue needs to be I felt like that hanging down.
For a minute, I thought that was going to be our first edit. Piers like we'll be okay.
All right, so the flap needs to be a certain way.
Well, it needs to face wherever your hand is, not against the wall.
So is Jesse saying that you put it the wrong way?
Well, at least I changed the loophole.
Well, there you go. That's why it's facing the wall.
Right, from now on, the flap will be facing front, and you're going to do it instead.
And also, I'm going to agree with David that every time he changes a toilet roll, he sends me a picture, so I know how many times he's done it in his allotted time at home.
Did you go into our bathroom since you've been here? There is an empty toilet roll on the mirror.
Yes, I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I was going to question it, but then I thought it'd be a bit rude to ask why it was there.
Well, I don't even know how it's there. Obviously, it's not me. It's either you or the children.
It's a stooge from Kristen. As soon as she got here, she took it out of her bag.
Yeah, yeah. It was to try and create an argument, like, as soon as I arrived. Can I just say, actually, while we're on that, something that's happened whilst we've been here, which is a classic, and surely all the viewers can relate to this. So David arrived, and then we were just about to start the podcast, and he lost his phone. So panic, like David's lost his phone. Normally it's me that loses things, so I own that, owning it. Anyway, the boys, panic, went out to the car, couldn't find it, blah, 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 blah. Louise goes out to the car, finds it immediately. What is your response?
She needed the torch on my phone, so I'm taking the assist.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now wait, hang on. Two of you went to the car, and you were calling his phone, and yet you said, when you look for stuff, guys, how do you actually look?
Can I say that there's an old saying, even a blind squirrel can find an acorn some days, and in this situation...
What does that mean?
That is what happened. It was a one-off. Simply, I lost it. It was unfortunate.
Normally, I would have found it.
In comparison to the amount of lost stuff in our relationship, and from when I talk to my male friends, there is an imbalance.
But David, you're diverting here. We're talking about finding things. What's wrong with you guys? Is there eye problems? Is there brain problems? It was right in front of you.
I went into the car and it was right there.
Would you say it was right there?
No, it has to be right there.
How long was I looking in the car for? Like, not long.
I got to say, David, the other night, I haven't been sleeping well, blah, blah, boring. And David very kindly said, I'll run you a bath. And he bought me for Valentine's Day these, like, basically bath stuff to make me sleep. You know, it was a nice present,
but
it was basically
this might come up in a future.
It was basically like a present to make me sleep. So I'm nicer to him and our relationship is better. So he texts me saying, I can't find the bath salts anywhere. I walked in they were right there in the room. But, you know, like, you just lose. It's boring to have the conversation. You're just like, oh, well.
But they don't look.
Inability.
I do think that even our sons, who are 9 and 6, they'll say to me, Mummy, where's the ketchup? And it's right in front of them. It's like, it's almost like...
The vision.
Do you not feel like you could be more specific sometimes with your directions as to where certain things are? It's in the room. I mean, that's very ambiguous. There's a number of rooms in a house. It's often very difficult to know which room you're specifically talking about.
Thank you, David, for your feedback.
Ambiguity.
We'll make sure that we send you a pin link on the phone to exactly the point of where it is next time.
What have you got on your list, Jesse? What have you got anything in there that you really like to talk
about? Diverting.
Well, I'd definitely like to elaborate on a couple of things raised earlier, such as blaming kids for things she's done. Well, so...
You can't say farting, because that's you.
So a couple of years ago, we had to buy a roof box for the car, as you do.
Interesting.
And Louise decided to go into a multi-story and test it out and hit a pipe. I think it was Richmond car park.
Hit a pipe?
Well, in just, the car park. You know, hanging down from a...
It was the roof,
an industry, yeah. Basically, whoa, just made a big crack in the 500-pound roof box.
Oh, interesting.
But blamed the kid crying in the back for it being the reason.
It adds stress
to
the
situation.
Yeah,
can I just defend Louise? Yeah.
Not her fault, no.
Not her fault at all.
The height restriction was clearly not her fault.
I didn't know how tall our car was.
But two ongoing issues are the extension lead. Never reeled back in properly. Always looks like someone's had a fight with it. Apparently it's the kids every time that are doing that.
Always pulling it out.
No, they're not.
Incredible.
I mean, you know, they're the ones filming content apparently all around the house.
And, get them started early, Louise.
Are the kids Instagram?
Definitely them. Definitely them.
Viral.
Similarly, we've got the same issue with the hose pipe in the garden. It's
another.
There's a paddling pool full of water, and there's a hose pipe that looks like... you know, it's just, again, been in a fight.
Those pesky kids.
Well, actually, in my defense, when I blame the kids, what I mean is the kids are doing something really irritating or about to kill themselves or eating something they shouldn't, that I have to run and save them. And whilst doing it, I'm winding up the extension lead and the hose pipe so quickly to get to them, to save them.
And this goes into multitasking, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
And I know there is, the boys have got a big thing, and I know this is one of Jesse and David's main things about the state of the car. I'm not going to lie.
David's deep breath.
Our car is, it's horrendous. Like, you know, I think there was chicken found in, the best was the chicken bones, wasn't it, on the right side. He even came in and went, come on, Kristen. And I was like, oh.
Half-eaten KFC wedged in the part where you have to open the door or close the door. I mean, how can you open or close the door when you've got some, like, zinger chicken wedged in
there? The temerity
of you to raise this. I mean, then we can go. This is Pandora's box, isn't it?
Yeah, go. You just go.
This moment, go.
We've got our defence lined up and our lawyers.
Definitely, I found.
Well, what did we describe it on text before?
The skip on wheels.
That's how you treat it.
And it's in my experience, it's the kids. Louise will feed the kids anything in the back to keep them quiet. Whilst I'm driving, I have no control of the situation. I don't know what's happened, but the kid will pass back the half-eaten pouch and Louise will put it straight in the door.
Yeah.
So when I clean out the doors, I go in to pick things up. And as I pick it up, I squeeze more out. Yeah. But then the worst bit is I'm the only one that takes it to the car wash to get clean. So every time I go there, it looks like
it looks like
our car has been broken into. In fact, if someone did break into our car, it might look tidier afterwards. But when I go to the car wash, the looks I get when they come back, I have to go... Shaking their head, they go, it was very dirty. And I've got to pay, it's like going up to 30, 40 quid now.
Yeah, I know. You look, you go in and you say, oh, I'll need the gold. And they go, no, sir, it needs to be platinum to sort that out.
Yeah. Look, we may not keep the car tidy, but it's because no one really sees the car. I'm not proud, but I am house proud.
But the car is the second most valuable thing you own after the house.
Okay, can I just say now? You know, you've got kids in the back. I'm going to like netball club. I'm going to swimming lessons. I'm here, there, everywhere. They've got to
eat. Hosting a dinner party back there.
Where?
In the back seat.
Hosting. I'm home pretty much hosting.
A squashed grape
an
party.
Evening.
Maybe creating some small
yogurt,
kid
you
wine.
Know.
Yeah,
definitely some orange peel around there. Yeah, we love a bit of orange peel. And they are, because we are such fantastic parents, they are going to clubs. Because we like to outsource, let's be honest. nothing to do with being a fantastic parent. And they've got to eat, guys. They've got to drink. Yeah. And you know what? You're driving. You're trying to answer the questions.
Yeah.
That are relentless.
Yeah.
You know, you've got some asking you about when they're, I don't know, some absolute irrelevant shit. Yeah. Like, but they need the answers straight away. You've got the music on. You're trying to follow the sat-nav.
Yeah.
You're picking up their friend and she's... And they want food. You just chuck it back at them, guys. You just chuck it back. And... Sorry, it's a party bus. Don't care.
But the thing is, there's this really cool thing, right? Once you park up, you clean up that mess you've just made.
Yeah. Yes, but not when you have three children, one of them being a toddler, that you need to get into the house quickly.
Immediately.
And then you think, well, I'll just do it later.
We can all make excuses. We can all make excuses. But
look, we'll own it. The car's a shit hole.
Yeah, all right, we'll own that. Okay, fine.
But you try 6 months with... three kids.
I would say is both Jesse and I think have also brought the kids to kids clubs before in the past. Like, we've managed to do it there and back without creating the virtual dinner party in there.
That's
we've managed to do it.
Yeah, one
all.
We've
got one there, mate. Yes.
One
like
all. Very good, very good.
Moving
very
on.
Good.
What's the score?
One all. All right, moving on.
We should have got double points for that, I think.
Yeah, that is an ongoing issue. Pre-kids we had this issue.
I mean, that's a different podcast.
I'd like to talk about something that really annoys me, and it hasn't stopped, and it will. I doubt it will ever stop. It's something that I just have to accept. Is Jesse putting damp towels on my side of the bed?
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's been going on our entire relationship,
and don't you think, Louise, that goes in with the inability with the dryer for David to understand it? Wet doesn't mean it's dry.
Yep.
Wet towels. And that is the sort of thing, sorry, Jesse, that the kids do.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And
exactly,
it's really
Kristen.
Annoying.
I can put this under my category here of domestic deflection.
Interesting.
It deserves a hashtag.
I like the way you've preempted what's coming and have prepared your answer.
Yeah. I've got three comebacks under domestic deflection.
Oh, lovely.
God, okay. What are they then?
Well, like back to the car for a second.
That's on the livid list.
Louise was so surprised when it and there's no petrol in it.
Well, actually, Kristen might want to interject there and have a little bit of ownership for something that happened very recently.
Yes, had a bit of a bad day the other week where I drove all the way to Sussex to the venue where my mum was having her 70th and arrived, very luckily, after a two-hour journey, and the car ran out of petrol and it just stopped in the middle of the sort of a field.
Cars run out of petrol.
The funny thing is, I was kind of... like almost thankful that it happened there and not on the motorway in the field.
Totally, yeah.
And I won't go into it too much, but when I called the RAC, appears my MOT was out of date as well, so they refused to come out. And just saying that,
why are people looking at me as if that's my job?
I think it's David's fault. David wasn't surprised when he got the call, but can I say, I don't think our car tells us when petrol's run out, but maybe I should be looking. And also, just a reminder for all you people out there, MOTs, you do not get reminders anymore. You have to sign up for it.
You can set up, yeah, you set up.
Yeah, no, but you don't get them anymore. So they're just trying to, you know.
Excuse me, can we go back to the whole towel on the bed thing?
Oh, yes, yeah,
because
yeah.
I feel like Jesse's very cleverly twisted that around.
Can I also ask a question on that? Does he actually place the towel, like the bit where you would normally lie on to sleep, he places the wet towel?
Deliberately?
I've got to be honest, I'm kind of on your side here.
Thank
that
you.
That would wreck my head.
To be fair. As you know, it does happen all the time. And the other day, it happened recently, but I couldn't get mad. I was fuming inside, but our toddler had chicken pox and she was at the height of like not being well and had a temperature. So she was in our bed and I got into bed and then I was like, I obviously had to be quiet because she's asleep. And I was like, Jesse, it's wet on my side of the bed. And he was like, "Oh yeah, I had a shower." And I was like, I was like, "Right, so you fucker, swap sides with me." But we didn't. I just lay in it, like a loser,
laying shit.
But sadly for you, your side of the bed is next to the bathroom.
However, does it mean that you put towels on?
You can
it?
Get your revenge when we sorted the house out. I just had to think about it. My side's next to the bathroom, so there's your opportunity for revenge.
Did you know what? You're fine, so you can put wet towels on your side of the bed.
Yeah.
Is that something you can do, though? If you've always slept on one side of the bed, could you move to the other side of the bed?
We're not moving. It's the bathroom that's moving.
Okay.
I love this.
Good way to get out of wet towels.
Oh, that's why.
I love it. Instead of Jesse just not putting them on the bed, move our bathroom because he can't commute it.
Amazing high-level solution.
Do you know what? Sometimes you just got to find a way.
Now the house plans are starting to make sense.
So when you had the architect podcast, did you say, "Look, Jesse's got these issues with wet towels, so we actually need to move the bathroom over there"? And they were like,
"Jesse,
what are you talking
about?
Jesse
has to put it on a bed. It's part of his routine.
My secret is
going straight to the council tomorrow." I've got another domestic.
We're
only 33% the way through domestic deflection.
What point number is this, Jesse?
We're on to binge anger, aren't we? Binge anger.
I've got a lot of that.
Yeah, Louise has perfected the balancing act of making things impossibly pile on top of each other before they fall off. And then when, obviously, those bags are bagged up, it's then tip duty on my part as well. But then moans about me going to the tip and taking too long.
How long it takes.
Because the tip is kind of like a day out.
Why do I moan about you going to the tip? Would you like to just explain to the panel why?
No, because I go to the one a bit further away.
We have a name for it. It's called the holiday tip.
Yeah.
So Jesse will go to the tip, which I'm quite grateful that he does go. I am, because to be fair, I am rubbish with bins and I'll own that. I am rubbish. He will go to the tip. We have one around the corner, but he'll go to the one that is about 50 miles away, and it's a holiday.
10 miles away.
Whilst he's at the tip, he'll treat himself to lunch. He might go shopping.
It's like a mini break.
And he's gone for like half the day. And that was just, it's an ongoing joke. Whenever my sister calls, she's like, "What's Jesse up to?" I'm like,
And there is one of my ones that are highlighted in black.
Oh, my bloody alarms.
We will come to that in a minute. No, you need to go to it now.
That's just ridiculous, isn't
you're
it?
Your alarms. In fact, they annoy me.
It's my phone.
Visually, could you get out your alarms and show the guys many alarms you've actually got? Just generally.
It's just basically.
No, I
will. But, you know, for all the women out there with brain fog, and it's all of us, I can't remember shit at the moment. So I have to have alarms going off for everything.
So what was that alarm? I don't know. It was
something like breathe.
Try and give an estimate as to how many
look at that amount of alarms. And I don't know how to, I don't know. I can't work technology, which will probably be on David's list. And I can't figure out how to. Anyway, I have a lot of alarms going off, and they do love to go off at the most, sometimes in the most stressful situations. An alarm goes off, and you're like, "Shut up!" And then a kid will read it, and they'll be like, "Pills and alcohol?" And you're like, "No, just it's fine." Alarms. So back to the tip, like a like a mini break.
I mean, shoot me. I'm the one that comes back from Matalan with bags loads of clothes for the kids and get told off for it.
Regardless of how far away it is, that is a huge job, right? You've got to go, you've got to bring the stuff to the tip, and you want to actually, I get it, but you actually want to go to a decent tip. If you're getting rid of the stuff,
I don't know if the viewers know you're important. Kind of taking the piss.
No, he's not.
I mean,
it's actually not taking the piss.
I mean, a lovely drive on your own with the football on,
sometimes
drop a few
bags. If it happens to be around 3 o'clock on a Saturday and you get caught in bad traffic, that is just a byproduct of the trip to the tip.
I think, Louise, take on the tip. I actually did the tip recently, and I've got to say, pretty enjoyable.
Can I just say, you also enlisted a dad from the school to help you with the trip to the tip.
I know why you don't go to the faraway one. You might run out of petrol.
Oh, very good. You got a point there.
Or get a ticket.
Or get a ticket. Yes.
It's getting mean.
No, no, but it's good.
David
good.
Jokes, but Have you seen the Google reviews for Farnham Tip? Anyone listening got terrible reviews.
Really?
About a rude staff.
Poor you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's why you go further. Yeah.
Well, they just like to know what you've got. I'm like, none of your business. It's rubbish, yeah, obviously. Absolutely. I'm throwing it away.
We never knew there were such things as reviews on Tip.
We're political now.
God, like, you know.
Garden products. Cardboard.
You got to go to the five-star.
Well, I go to the more chilled-out one where they couldn't
where
be bothered.
Where they have food, yeah, and they have a restaurant. Like,
I've taken loads of bubble wrap there
is
once, and the guy worked there.
Is that all the shot Tip?
No.
Look at them. They're only 3.1 stars on Google. You're right.
I'm right. Yeah, see?
Oh, my God. So to the Tip you go to, does it have, like, massages?
Big shout-out, Frimley Tip.
To let you know, mate, they're closed tomorrow, just in case.
And Friday. Thursday and Friday. They're now closed Thursday and Friday.
9 to 4 on Saturday.
Yeah, part-timers.
Actually, I must say, in Jesse's defence, I do get a lot of parcels, packages delivered. There is a lot of cardboard here all the time, and he does take them to the Tip, which I am grateful for.
Let's raise a glass to Jesse. So,
well done, Jesse.
Congratulations.
I'll take
on your mini spa break.
Would you say that's 2-1 to the boys?
No,
I'd
say it was a generous welcome.
I think it's just
I get it, but whatever.
Shout out Frimley Tip, who will accept anything I've got without no questions asked. Once I even took a carload of bubble wrap, and the guy who worked there said, "Can I have it?" I didn't have to put it in the bin. Took it with him.
Chance that you could get
There's going to be so many people sponsored by Frimley Tip. They're going
to
be dying.
You just get men on to talk about the stuff that they dump and like the ratings.
Yeah. This is really like, how old
they're quite
are we
pleased
that
to see
we're
you
talking
there.
About this shit?
Right. Oh, brilliant. We're going to take a quick break, make sure that we still love each other, and we'll come back where I'm going to be showing you, I guess not showing, you can hear some of the voice notes that I've got from the messages from Instagram stories, which are hilarious. All right, see you shortly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to For Pod's Sake. We're going to go straight back in with, the podcast, which we've called Husband, but, you know, maybe it's Wife Band as well, and I don't even know. But so far, we realise that maybe we are as bad as men, really. Who knows? Who knows? But I did ask my followers for their voice notes on Instagram, and I'm going to share some of them now. So you can see that, yeah, we're basically all in this together, aren't we? You know, no, there's no perfect man, there's no perfect woman. And here are some great stories from some anonymous women.
Apart from every bloody thing, more specifically, leaving damp tea towels screwed up on the kitchen work surface.
Yeah, well, that sounds like Jesse's towel.
When I go and do something with my girlfriends, even if it's just for the day, I'm a very conscious mother. I always make sure the cupboards are full, the fridge is full. Sometimes I even prepare meals for them so, you know, nobody goes hungry. And I'm out the door and enjoying time with my friends. It may not even be an hour that I've left home and he's calling me up What are the kids having for lunch?
Ah, fuck's sake. Like, God.
You want to look in the cupboards?
Does that sound familiar,
look
guys?
In the fridge? Or maybe ask them. They're teenagers.
Brilliant. Growing hair and nails. Like, super lucky. I'm really envious. But anyway, as a result, his nails grow at a ridiculous rate. So sometimes when we're in bed, he will kind of put his foot over to my foot just touch toes, because we're not a cuddly couple. But when his toenails are often way too long, rank toenails touch my feet and slightly scratch me, and it sends shivers down my spine and makes me want to vomit.
Oh, brilliant.
It doesn't get me in the mood.
So, one of the many things that my partner annoys me about is he bites and picks his nails off, chews them for a little while, and then places them in a nice neat pile, either on the coffee table or the side of the sofa, and it riles me up.
Oh,
so disgusting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here's a good one for you. Lockdown had just hit. I'd just had a newborn baby. And my husband was working from home, and my 2-year-old tantruming toddler was having a nervous breakdown, not being in nursery. And so it was screaming all day long. The newborn was screaming all day long. And one day, I hadn't showered, hadn't even had a cup of tea, just trying to balance the kids. Husband was upstairs working, and he comes down around about midday, having heard all the screaming and carnage, and he looks at me and he says, "What's for my lunch?"
Yeah. Oh. I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
a good one.
Strike.
But my husband tidies things away before you've even finished with them or started with them, in fact. So you'll have half finished a cup of tea, he tidies it away.
He's got OCD.
Ties them away before you've put them on. And then says, "Oh, they were in the way." Well, they were in the way because I was about to put them on my feet. At Christmas, I had a gift bag that I bought. I know, terrible, I should have recycled, but bought it and I put it on the table. And then a few hours later, I was like, "Where's the gift bag?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm sick of you leaving your shit around." And I was like, "It's not shit, and it's Christmas, and gift bags are at Christmas, and I bought it to give someone as a gift. Where is it?" And he's like, "Oh, I've put it in the outside bin now."
Fucking brilliant.
It's chopped really finely, and I nipped somewhere, I don't know, outside, upstairs or something. And when I came back to the kitchen, they were gone. And
what
I was like,
the carrots?
"Where are they gone?"
Chopped
he's like, "Oh, I threw them in the bin."
Carrots.
Oh, threw them in the bin.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
God, it was just the ends. I don't know, it was a whole carrot.
Oh, yeah, that annoying
me.
I'd have lobbed
the
carrot
peak
at him.
Annoyance at the moment is when I say to him, "Will you open the curtains, please?" And he'll open one, two curtains. He'll literally pull one curtain back and walk past the other closed curtain and out of the room.
Curtain gate.
As if that's appropriate.
That's completing the task.
Living with an actual monster.
I can't stand getting ready for a holiday. So I pack 3 kids up.
Oh, here we go, boys.
I sort the dog out. All the washing is done.
Yes, yes.
I hear you, girl. Spend days preparing to go away on holiday.
So relatable.
The bags are out.
Fucking hell, they're like, "When are we going?" So
everyone's got enough wash stuff. They've got all the clean shower gel, toothpaste, toothbrushes.
I'm making notes, guys.
You're right.
And then I rush around. And then the night before we go away, my husband says, "Have you not packed yet?"
No, I have not.
I've been too busy making sure that you've got everything you need for the week. But all you have to do is throw in a bag and the kids are ready to go. I will do mine in about 2 minutes.
He peels his clothes off.
That's great.
Like, doesn't take them off one by one, peels them off. So then when I go to the wash bin to put a wash load in, there's inside out
joined together
or trousers with boxer shorts inside out but still attached to them.
Yeah.
And then socks hanging on the end of them. So it's like I'm picking out the lower half of an inside-out invisible man. It drives me insane, because then I have to put all the clothes the right way round and pick them apart and...
Just had this conversation.
The, the men are like,
the men are like, I've got no defence.
In the morning, four.
It's got four alarms.
At different times, four alarms. None of which he feels the need to turn off with any speed,
that could
any
be for, urgency. That could be for either partner,
literally,
I think.
She just leaves them ringing out. They wake me up. They wake my toddler up. But he's just there, lying there. Then she turns
no,
off.
No, I don't do that.
Sigh of relief. Then another bloody one goes off.
Really annoying thing. Well, I'll send him out to the shops with a list. And when he returns, he displays it all on our kitchen island and then walks me through everything that he's got on the list, which is exactly as per the list that I sent him. But he's so proud that he's achieved it and he wants me to view it all on display, and then I have to put it all away.
That's brilliant.
So happily, like, he'll go to eat something in the cupboard, but you know where he's been because he leaves crumbs, right? So on the kitchen counter, you go, oh, there's a bombay mix there. And I'm pretty sure I cleaned this kitchen within an inch of his life. Oh, okay, well, Ben's obviously been in. Open the cupboard. There's a fucking empty bag of bombay mix. Why? Why put it back? What's the point?
Trying to get your husband to put dirty dishes in a dishwasher is just impossible. I don't know how many degrees a person 100%. Can have. Still, they just do not understand how to put the dishes in a dishwasher.
Put it in the washing.
I don't know how many times I tried to explain this, but it just doesn't work. So he's banned from putting dirty dishes in a dishwasher.
I currently had COVID. I have been shielding throughout. I take an immune suppressant. I've just been in for antiviral treatment, and I had some unusual test results afterwards when I came home, and I was asked to report them to the hospital. I rang the hospital, talking to the nurse. My husband sat by me, pops his hand in the air, said to the nurse, my husband would like to ask a question. And he said, and I quote, will she still be all right to do the school run?
I think he's going to say, will she die or not?
My husband leaves his pants next to the laundry basket every single day, which I'm sure is a common message that you'll be getting. However, recently he started getting undressed behind the bedroom door, so I find a pile of clothes of his behind the bedroom door. And my five-year-old pointed out that he probably does it because he doesn't want anyone to see his willy when he gets dressed. Completely anonymous. He's a very enthusiastic breather. Just in general, eating, moving. He breathes a lot. So my pet peeve is the volume at which my husband sneezes. It's as if he's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I cannot cope with the volume. It is so loud.
Yeah.
It's as if an earthquake is happening.
And you sneeze a lot, really annoys me.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
Five times.
So, okay, this needs to be anonymous, but basically, he can't keep anything to himself. I mean, he goes and tells his mum everything. I was due to have an op, and as soon as we got home from the consultant, he ran to his mum next door to tell her. Yes, next door.
Oh, driving mad. No, that's a no.
Oh my goodness, I saw your post about sending irritating things that your partner does. So I've noticed since having our wee boy, he will say things like, oh, I'll just make up a name for our son, Sam. Oh, Sam needs new clothes. Or, oh, it'd be really good if Sam got involved in this. And then it's just, that's it, it's left.
It's advice.
Reading between the lines, that's him saying, can you organise that? It's
a different language.
Like, Sam needs new clothes. I've just responded with, yep, okay, you do that then, thanks very much. And obviously it never gets done. Never. Ever.
Hey, barking.
Oops,
I'm obviously inept at using this. My husband does fake tidying up, where he basically gathers together all the things that he thinks are making the mess and piles them in one place, which is just really annoying.
Drives me mad.
And doesn't tidy up. It just moves it all to one area.
Yeah, just he puts everything in one chair.
And then leaves it for me to do.
Yep, I'm with you.
And I cry inside.
I just saw your request for annoying things husbands do. One thing mine does, one of many, which is very annoying, if I'm going out, which is maybe twice a year, he'll say, yeah, no problem, I'll babysit Jonah. I'll babysit our child. I'm like, no. He's parenting. Your child.
Babysitting.
You're not babysitting, love.
No.
No, I can do that.
Hi, Louise. My husband puts his dirty clothes on top of the laundry basket, which has a lid. He doesn't take the lid off.
Complete the task.
On top.
Oh,
that,
guys.
It drives me mad when that happens.
Yeah.
Jesse does that. He'll put it...
So
he
annoying.
Won't put it in the bin. It would be next to the bin. So I thought, well, what if I did that with rubbish? What if I just put rubbish next to the bin and not in it?
And do you know what? Then he'd have a longer thick day at the tip.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it drives me mad.
Do you know what? And I think that is all to do with just complete the task to make it easier for me. Because sometimes,
it's logic.
No offence, men, you do half of it. You think you're doing a favour, but you make it harder for us.
Yeah.
And I freaking love some of those. They were hilarious. And what made me laugh the most is all the women, like myself, when I talk about it, we sound
livid.
A little bit livid and unhinged.
Yeah.
But because
totally.
Like, we're all like sort of like shaking as we're saying it. Like,
slightly on edge.
Because slightly on edge, ready to sort of, you know, bash them over the head. Because it's like the tap drip, isn't it? It's just another thing. And they're all like, my husband does this. But because we're so annoyed by it, although I will own it, a few things I do, and I'm a dick, so there we go. I do pile things up, and I don't know why I do it. I think it's a weird thing, but I've got to just refer to one point. Many points, in fact, but the recycling the ideas is one of David's brilliant ones, isn't it? So the woman that said the husband, she gives the list, and then he comes down home like it was his idea. David is freaking Olympic standard at this, I swear to God. So I'll say something, and then about 20 minutes later, he'll say the same thing, but as if it's his idea. And I'm like, I just said that. And I'm like, I just want, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, I know you did. And I'm like, so can you just say it like, you know, you said, I think we should go to the park. We'll go to the park. Do you know what I mean? Because we had it with some friends recently that I've been a bit paranoid about and been like, oh, they haven't been contacting us. I don't think they realise that I'm a bit upset about it. I think they're just busy, but I'm a bit sad that we haven't seen them. He went to see them and he came back and he went to me like it was, what's the word? Like it was, he was making this huge statement. He went, do you know what, Kristen? I don't think they even realise they haven't seen you. And I was like, I know, that's the fucking point. And went ballistic. David, response.
Yes. No, it's not it often
recycling just, my ideas, my statement.
Yeah, I mean, I probably do see where you're coming from there. Yeah. However, my defense probably is that I just probably articulated it in a slightly different way. So.
Does actually say, yeah, it was your idea. But it's just so irritating when
saying,
you're like,
saying that it wasn't your idea. I just think sometimes your ideas are vague and broad and they could cover
Bullshit.
A number of different areas, whereas I hone into the specific points.
It's like the lady with the shopping list. She wrote the list and then he came back like, oh, aren't I a genius? And it was like, she wrote the list. And then we go mental.
And then it's on display for us to put away.
Yeah. Any thoughts, anyone? Any other of those? They were brilliant, all of them.
I remember the last time we did this podcast, there was one lady that wrote in or sounded in that said that her husband had the trolley of all the bags from the shopping and he managed to put the trolley back and put the, you know, the pound,
yes, that was brilliant,
pound like clicking thing where your trolley is secure, walked back to the car, but he left all the groceries in the trolley. Wife was just like,
there are no words.
Where is our food? Like, what are you doing?
What are you
I've got to say, the lady with the carrots. That was absolutely. Yes. His husband cleared away the carrot, the job carrot,
and her gift bag,
and a gift bag as well. Poor woman,
she can't leave anything out. Anything she does, she has to hide.
I can relate to this one. Oh, I can relate to this one. This Louise has a few traits where she tidies things just wherever they'll fit. I've often found peanut butter and honey in the fridge. Simply because there was a slot there that looked
it was available.
That was calling it to come and sit there. But yeah, it just puts things away anywhere, wherever they fit. Yeah. Like,
see, in my defence, it's called tidying up.
Yeah, and it's just a therapy to get rid of it off the table, isn't it?
Just like a real life, you know, replacement items from the when you do supermarket shopping, they replace it with things. It's a bit like that, but in the home.
But the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's like, so I couldn't find that there, so I'll put this there instead.
And there was a big, I think we can all agree the best one was the, can my wife still do the school run? I mean, that created all of us.
That means,
I mean, I hope to God he was joking, but I don't think he was.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
I mean, the poor wife. That was brilliant. That would be that's a near divorce, surely. That's
like, what I love about this whole conversation, and I have had messages, like I've had actual real messages from women saying, thank you for putting, you know, content out about men and the things that they do, because I was close to leaving my husband. Yeah. But it turns out they're all the same.
Totally.
So I'm not alone.
Honestly, one of my points, and it goes under the broader title of nitpicking. Now, I know your listenership is only a small percentage men, but maybe people will show their husbands or their partners and say, look, you should listen to this bit as well. Because I do think that the nitpicking sometimes is very unfair. And what I find that us men folk do very, very well is we just let stuff slide. We don't let those little things, those everyday annoyances,
cue drink,
just get under our skin. It's like we get it. Life's tough. It's hard. These things happen. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll just carry on. But when it comes to us, and it's a, you know, it's a towel here, or it's a carrot there, or it's this, it's that, we get it in the neck. And it's not just a little, you know, it's the constant. It's the reminder. But remember, and then it'll come back a little bit further down the line. Your memories are incredible for the tiny, tiny, tiny little things that we have done wrong.
I'm with you, David. But also, those things, you keep them in your back pocket for when you need them. You say, well, I didn't moan about that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what annoys me, actually, on this conversation, because we will maybe do what you call nitpicking. It's just logic and reminding. And also trying to basically say, we don't want another child. You're our partner, not a child. But what annoys me is if I remind Jesse of things that I've said many, many times, then I'm classed as a nag.
Yes.
I'm not nagging, I'm repeating. And I hate that word nag. I hate it.
It's a big trigger, that one.
It's a big trigger. And I would say to David, who pretty much gaslighted us there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
For those viewers out there,
I can't believe Jim is actually agreeing with that.
Yeah, he is. I love that. I love that.
He does have it on. He does have it on tape.
It was amazing. Well done, David. Just like to say to the viewers that my partner is not gaslighting me, but it did come across like that. That maybe if you did these things in the first place, we wouldn't have to quote nag.
We so wouldn't have to do a podcast on it.
When I tell you, David, to not leave your fucking coins in your trousers and your chewing gum and your golf tees that I then put in the wash and it fucks it all up. Or I have to take them out, which again, to the lady with the leaving the boxer shorts, the socks, I have that. Yeah. Just help me out, man.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, no,
I've got a distant.
He's owned it.
A distant cousin of the nitpicking is the aforementioned fake emergencies.
What is this fake emergency?
The second cousin of the nitpick.
Yeah, three items under fake emergencies.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God!
You seem to do things in threes as well. The power of let's work through these.
The power of three tells me it's a theme.
Lovely.
Here we go.
Lying about the time. It's 1 o'clock. Oh, I go and check my watch. It's like 12:46. in an attempt to make me hurry to the car, knowing full well I've got a full 14 minutes in the bank.
You were actually being cheated
like a child.
Because she knows you.
I know you too well.
Yeah, yeah. We have a friend who's late and we have to give him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one.
Fake emergency, that. Nice.
What's the next one?
Crossing the road, like perceived danger where it's not.
No, this drives me mad. Jesse puts on this like gangster front when he crosses the road. We cross the road, and it's a busy road, and I'm like, we can cross now, quick. And I'm like, quick, like kind of trotting along, and quick. And he's like giving it some swagger, like Liam Gallagher, like, yeah, what? Like, what are you gonna do? Run me over? And I'm like, just fucking cross the road.
It's not quite as South Central as she's making out. It's more like we're 25% across the road, and rather than keep going, Louise would rather retreat. And I'd be like, they don't want to hit you.
They
will.
They can see that you're crossing.
No, it's not that. No,
like David, who loves a pedestrian crossing and decides not to brake for it.
That's a bit of a... Actually, that's going down. We could have ended. Might need to cut that one out.
Yeah.
Come on. Slow down.
David's like, they weren't crossing.
That's not a man thing. It's just I'm a shit driver thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole other topic. Jesse.
And your third.
The third fake emergency is the consistent, where's my phone? Call my phone. Oh, it's in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
But guys, David and his phone earlier I do that.
I guess we all do that.
It's just exhausting, isn't it?
Can I pivot to something slightly different?
Oh god.
And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay. He's got his hand out and like he's at work.
It's under the title of expectations.
Okay.
Is there a general perception that men are experts at DIY? Technology, their human sat-navs, that they literally can, when they came out of the womb, they were given all of those God-given. Yes. In this day of equality and things being equal, I just feel that there are some men out there that can't do all those things naturally, and they feel the need to outsource those things.
I think what David's trying to say here is like, we're both shit at DIY, we're both shit at these things, and neither of us can do it. And I'm like, it's your job! And he can't do it. I tell him in my next life I'd marry a builder.
No, I respect that. I do respect that. However, when I do ask Jesse to do a DIY job, which I do say we could get someone, he's like, no, I'll do it. He'll then get his enormous toolbox out that has every single contraption.
Sorry, guys. What is that?
I am the fucking husband with the alarm. Turn your alarm. I'm so sorry. Jesus, I'm going to switch Christ. My phone off.
As I was saying,
sorry.
Jesse has an enormous toolbox.
Oh. Different podcast.
Yeah, different podcast.
But that's for the late night.
he'll do the task of DIY and then leave the toolbox somewhere really inappropriate for our toddler to touch for weeks. And I just was like, let's see how long it takes for him to pick it up.
But the big issue here is you guys, and I'm sure that all your listeners will know someone at the school gates or I don't know, who is he's a dad and he's got about 4 kids and he does parties and he's the games guy and he can do everything. He's literally like a whiz with Apple and Microsoft and like fixing a creaky chair. He can do literally everything. And that guy's probably called Jack or Bob or something. And we hate him because you bring him up all the fucking time. Yeah. Jack can do it. Why can't you? It's like, well,
and Jack's probably quite fit as well. I need to meet this man.
Yeah.
I need to meet this guy.
There is a guy, and you all will know.
Is that a little insecurity for men to know there's a better guy out? Well, you think there might be a better guy out there that does DIY kids parties?
I just think there needs to be recognition in this day and age that different people have different strengths, Louise.
I think this is a real topic for David, and you know David spent an hour trying to do our child's buggy 12 years ago and nearly bashed the buggy to death. So now we just outsource because it's just not worth.
If something from IKEA arrives in the house, I'm like, I have a breakdown.
Yeah, he just can't do it.
Fair enough.
C'est la vie.
I think we're going to call it a day on this podcast today because I can see it going on for hours and we only have enough time. And right now I kind of feel like we're still friends with each other, so that's all good. But we will do another podcast because I feel like there's so much material and content here. And actually it's really interesting to hear from the male point of view. So before we go, we're going to do a very quick, what do we call it?
It's like mallet's mallet, in a circle, sort of name association / just saying our annoyances quickly.
So again, ladies first.
Kristen, okay, go first. I'm going to hit it with queuing up at the christening for your own lunch before the kids or me. Just saying.
Over enthusiasm for a previous cleaner who was actually just a tidier masquerading as a cleaner.
Oh, we need to go into detail next.
Presents, mainly only ever getting IOUs.
Oh, yeah. That's because I'm too busy doing the kids, but anyway.
picking your nose, rolling it in your fingers and flicking it on the floor.
Oh, Jesse. Cooking yourself pizza for lunch and me coming home asking if the child has been fed. And the response was, she didn't say she was hungry. lunch is at the same time, honey, every day.
Littering the home with way too many dangerous objects within children's reach, such as glass photo frames at waist level, delicately poised plant pots that fall over very quickly, and letting kids walk around with food willy-nilly.
All going down to the car thing. It's all related.
Double standards. These are present absolutely everywhere.
Right. Doing laundry, but only for yourself. And what I mean is putting one pair of jeans in the laundry basket for himself when there's a whole laundry basket of clothes ready to be washed.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Priorities. Asking me where the kids' pyjamas are. Fuck's sake.
Declaring my sock drawer a communal sock drawer. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, socks. We've got to talk about socks.
Mate, I hate that so much.
There's a lot of sock chat.
It's so infuriating.
Then do you know what? Do your own fucking laundry.
Yeah, honestly. Stop. Yeah, sorry, Sunny, but do your own effing laundry.
Right, literally. You know, I would like to say thank you to our guests, Kristen, David. Thank you. Do you still love each other?
Well done.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Jesse, you nice? Still all right?
Yeah. Great. Jesse's looking forward to the tip round.
Yeah, right.
It's a Friday. You can't go.
Hence the holiday tip.
Anyway, just to finish up, I want to thank everyone for being here. We all do still love each other,
and the producer
Jim, who's who has been nodding along and agreeing with lots of man stuff and girl stuff.
Yeah.
To be fair,
he's balanced.
And lastly, this podcast is sponsored not by Frimley Tip,
although there,
but it is sponsored by Ten Dental, an incredible dental practice that I've been going to for 20 years. Please check them out, tendental.com, for all your teeth, smile, confidence, whatever you need. They are absolutely fantastic. Speak to a guy called Nick, he'll sort you out. Thank you for listening. I'm Louise Boyce, Mama Still Got It, and we'll see you again very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.